Grace to you and peace from God our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Amen. Brand loyalty. It means how certain people stick with certain brands when buying different products. So think of it like Pepsi versus Coke, or Ford versus GM, or Apple versus Android. When people stick with one brand over the other, it creates a sense of identity, a sense of community. It creates an us versus them mindset. And this is the same reason why people cheer for one sports team over another. Like here, we wear scarlet and gray instead of blue and gold, right? Brand loyalty literally and symbolically says what team you support. And sometimes we'll wear that brand on our bodies to show others what group we belong to. But sometimes, though, you don't have a choice about what brand you're a part of. You are forced to wear something else. Someone else has decided that you belong to a certain group because of something you've done or just because of who you are. Consider the phrase, that person has been branded as a criminal. Although we understand that metaphorically, there is actually some history to it literally happening. For example, under the 1547 Statute of Vagabonds, King Edward VI of England specified that the letter S should be physically burned onto the skin of any escaped slave. A literal branding. In 1656, James Naylor, an English Quaker, was accused of blasphemy and therefore was branded with a B on his forehead. And even in our own country, in 1864, during the Civil War, deserters from the Union Army were branded with the letter D for deserter. They had to wear these marks of shame for the rest of their lives. And today, even if we haven't literally been branded with a letter on our bodies, we still know what it's like for someone to leave their mark on us. Maybe it's an emotional scar. Maybe they left a hole in your heart. Maybe they ripped away a part of yourself. And maybe we've done that to others too. We all carry around pain inflicted by others, and we are the cause of pain to them too. We have left our marks upon them. And sometimes those marks are not good. We have branded them. Now, sure, we probably don't go around thinking, how can I hurt someone today? Because we're just not that kind of people. But sometimes we do something and we think it's a good choice at the time, but then it turns out to hurt someone. It leaves a mark on them. They become branded as a victim or a casualty or collateral damage. But then we try to cover up what we've done. And we try to cover up what others have done to us. We don't want to admit our scars to others, and we don't want to admit we've given others some of their scars. We try to hide behind a certain brand. We try to convince the world that we look pretty while inside we know we're a mess. We post happy things on social media, but not everything in our lives is post-worthy. We might say we're part of a certain team, but sometimes we're just pretending. The Bible has a big story about someone who tried to hide behind an image too. Someone who tried to cover up the marks he left on others. It's the story of King David. We all know him as the young shepherd boy, the one who defeated Goliath, the one who was the surprising choice to be king. And in the long line of kings for God's people, David is still the most highly respected. But even this famous king had a dark side. All was going well for him until one incident. One choice. One moment. And after that moment, the marks he put on others led to a whole line of horrible kings that followed him, and the eventual collapse of the kingdom. The incident changed the entire course of Israelite history. It was the one with Bathsheba. You know the story. Great King David spots this beautiful woman bathing. He demands that she be brought to him, and he rapes her. Simply because he was the king and thought he could do whatever he wanted. Eventually, Bathsheba tells him she's pregnant, which brands David as an adulterer. So David calls her husband Uriah home from battle to sleep with his wife, and to cover David's tracks. But Uriah refuses, which brands David as a liar. David then orders Uriah be killed so he can take Bathsheba for his own, which brands him as a murderer. So King David just broke the commandments about coveting, adultery, stealing, bearing false witness, and murder all at one time. He has been branded as a sinner. But he didn't want anyone to know. So he does what he can to cover it up. To pretend it didn't happen. To sweep it under the rug. And today we are all too familiar with politicians who try to hide their bad choices. They try to put a spin on it, make it sound like it wasn't as bad as it really was. But of course, we do the same thing. We don't want to be branded as sinners either. And yet, that is who we are. Today is Ash Wednesday. And in just a moment, we'll receive a brand, a mark on our foreheads, that ashen cross. We'll hear those words, "Remember you are dust, and to dust you shall return." Throughout our lives, we often pretend we have everything all together. We pretend our lives are going great. We pretend that we are branded with positive names. Maybe not famous king, but maybe names like good parent, good spouse, good child, upstanding citizen, hard worker, model student, whatever it might be. We want those to be the names by which people know us. We want those to be the words that we are branded with. But today we are reminded of another name. Sinners. Sometimes a brand is put on us because of something we've done or because of who we are, even if we don't like it. The psalm for tonight is Psalm 51. And the legend goes that after the prophet Nathan called out David for his sin with Bathsheba, that David wrote this psalm. Now, even if he didn't actually write it, the psalmist still wants us to make that connection. Many Bibles even provide a note right before the psalm telling us to think of David after he raped Bathsheba. So listen to the psalm as if these were his words. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love. According to your abundant mercy, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. And again later, purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. And then that famous line, create in me a clean heart, O God, and put a new and right spirit within me. When we say these words, like the psalmist and like David, we admit that we are branded by sin too, and we can't take that mark off by ourselves. And in a moment, when we have those ashes on our foreheads, we will be marked. We will be branded. We will publicly acknowledge that we have sinned by our fault, by our own fault, by our own most grievous fault. And yes, maybe we didn't commit adultery or lie or murder like David did, but our sins are still there, under the surface, under our fake smiles, away from our social media posts where people don't often see them. But tonight, we admit that they are there. And we admit that others are branded too. And maybe we had a part to play in the marks that they wear. But we have been given another mark too. This ash on our foreheads is not just a smudge. It is a cross. It is a symbol of shame, which through God's love for us in Christ has been turned into a symbol of life. Long ago, you were marked with another cross on your forehead at your baptism as a reminder of your new life. And you heard these words. You have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. That is God's brand upon you. And so as you leave this room tonight, there is a roll of paper towels by the baptismal font. If you would like, you may take a towel, dip it into the font, and use those waters to wash off that ashen cross. Then throw the towel away in the trash can in the narthex. In the waters of baptism, your sins were washed away, and a new mark was put upon you. So sometimes we think we can't side with two brands at the same time. You're either a Pepsi person or a Coke person, a Ford person or a GM person, an Apple person or an Android person. But tonight, we admit that we are both sinner and saint at the same time. And so as we start this season of Lent, we remember that God is great. We are sinful and broken people. But God has still claimed us, washed us, marked us, sealed us, forgiven us, and brought us to new life. And now God will do great things through us. God's mark of new life is a brand we will wear forever. And it is a brand to which we are forever loyal. And so in the name of the one who shows God's love for us sinners, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.